The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to play the coal mine pieces coming up in the next segment. Then have Matt Small about 15 after and then take your calls. But when you talk about Beck, he's a true Benedict Arnold, a true Slimer, trying to undermine Constitution, Bill of Rights, trying to deceive and get evangelicals on his bandwagon under his mind control. That's clear. He's destroyed himself. But people like Piers Morgan, that's a pure mercenary. So I've noticed Piers Morgan the last few months sounds like Alex Jones on almost every subject. That's because he has no audience and has nowhere to go. And is trying to get a job with Fox News, a little birdie told me. But Piers Morgan, Trump slaying D.C. elite, Hillary shaking in her Goldman Sachs finance boots. Well, I mean, Morgan went in and took over Larry King's show that had declined because of the rest of CNN's programming, but still had 4 million viewers on good nights, 2 million regularly, and brought it down to about 300,000. His biggest night ever was when I was on. He had highest ratings for 2 weeks after. That was a like the Death Star blowing up. It looks bigger, but it's actually blown up. That's a dead cat bounce. And so now he comes out and tries to sound like Alex Jones, and people all report on it because, you see, they have to have any pertinence to be in the game. This is called changing the culture from within. It's called dominating. It's called berserking. You know, I'm not of the school of gonzo journalism to try to make myself a story, but when you are in the school of berserk journalism and truth journalism, you will become the story. You will become the narrative. You will become the culture. You will become the civilization. You will become the planet. You will become the future. You will become the victory. You will become the success, because nothing succeeds like success. And they've tried and tried. They had full control. But their attempt to knock out any resistance, their attempt to kill any final embers of humanity, will and is the undoing of the globalist system. So we'll take your calls with Wayne Madsen at the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to queue up, linebacker, linebacker, operation Goblin Possum. Toll-free number. That doesn't have any secret meaning. I'm just being silly. I was just thinking about Glenn Beck. He is the embodiment of like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, like a fake rubber android body. And really it's just some like computer program of like a obnoxious frat leader or something trying to act arrogant. A beta male trying to act dominant is what we're dealing with here. True alpha males are seething with energy and aggression and intelligence to points they can't even control it. There's guts metaphorically snapping like giant saltwater crocodile jaws, constantly trying to govern the tectonic volcanic forces of white-hot magma spewing into the galaxy. And then the little piggy-eyed wimps that get together in little piggy clubs and try to piggy and slime around and go, "We decide the election. Ah, you don't have any power. I mean, that's who these people are. Floating around, just little ticks. Supping. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go to break with another clip. I'm going to come back with the whole coal story that's so important. And then I'm going to get to our next guest. This is Trump on the radical Muslims pouring in, destroying Europe. Here it is.
Do you still believe that Muslims should be banned from it?
Hit pause. Another nobody, beta male, wannabe elitist. You know, do you still believe? Just, you know, do you still, like, you're so pathetic. Look, you still act, you're so pathetic after you defeated Dale Earnhardt. You just won another major race, Daytona. You still think, you still, here, let's go to that. Here it is.
Do you still believe that Muslims should be banned from entering the country until we can figure out what's going on, as you've said?
We have to be very vigilant. We have to find out exactly what's going on. We have some major, major problems, and nobody wants to talk about it. We have a president that won't mention the term radical Islamic terrorism. He won't even mention it, even though it's obvious that some terrible things are happening. And we have to be extremely careful, and we have to be vigilant. Yes, we have to find out what the hell is going on.
So that proposal stands for the general election, assuming you make it that far.
We'll be back. Stay with us. That guy's not that bad. That reporter. I shouldn't be so mean.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time
that I look,
these lines in my face are getting clearer. The past is gone.
The past is gone.
Isn't Donald Trump's hair ridiculous? But it's original. He's proud of it. He likes it. It's confident. Some people love it. I do too. I'm jealous of his hair. There's a conspiracy theory that it's actually an alien entity from another planet that is infesting and sitting on top of his head, that's not hair at all. We're seeing an alien invasion in front of our very eyes. You think about that? If you believe that, you believe Obamacare doesn't have death panels, and you can keep your doctor. And if you believe that, you believe Hillary doesn't want to bankrupt Big Coal. That means increase your prices and screw over all the hundreds of thousands of coal-related jobs in this country.
That's my life.
best line of the song is right here. I have lived and learned from fools and from sages. That is so well written by Aerosmith. That's not Aerosmith. She and it's Ronnie James. But that is important because you learn from fools and from sages. All right, let me get reset here and get focused with this. We're live. We got Wayne Madsen coming up in 5 minutes. It's incredible. But see, the globalists moving our jobs to India, Mexico, China, and 100 other plus third world countries to see the Bush family soar over Trump, saying they won't support him. That is a godsend. Who wants a bunch of war criminals, world government globalists, the daddy Bush that moved our jobs to China first, made the deal with him back when he was ambassador to China, probably a Chinese communist double agent. He was the first U.S. ambassador to China once relations were opened. This is amazing. And now they've shut off over 1,000 of our coal power plants. Obama said he'd bankrupt coal. And the media runs around saying he never said that. That's their goal. That's their plan. Because it competes with all the other energy giants. It lowers prices. And if other folks have cheap energy, what will they do? Outcompete us. No one will develop here, build here because of that. But don't worry. As long as they keep that in place, Hillary and the Bushes and all them get good deals. So along comes Trump. He says, hey, forget the carbon taxes. Forget shutting down our plants. I won't do it. Forget these unfair trade deals. Forget the tariffs. I'm not going to do it. And they say, racist, the communist Chinese. So let's play a clip of Hillary. Quote, we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Now she claims she meant to say that to warn people, even though her policies are shut it all down. Here it is.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country. Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim? And we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people. Those people labored in those mines for generations, losing their health, often losing their lives to turn on our lights and power.
So that's the spin. We're going to give you windmills and scams that bankrupted Spain and other areas in the United States as well, things that admittedly don't work. But the boondoggle works. The billions per project given to the little insiders, those work very, very nicely. So she's acting like, here, I'm going to chop your legs off. Here's some crutches. But Obama was very, very clear as candidate Obama 3 months before he was elected president in this clip of what the main game plan was. Here it is.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
And who makes the carbon money? Who's on the Chicago Mercantile? He's set to make billions himself. Talk about racketeering. Now, let's get to the new clips here. Because now the coal miners are coming after her. We've got three of these clips, and we're going to Wayne Madsen. But this is what's really happening. And again, a lot of folks go, well, I don't care if coal gets bankrupt. There's enough coal for 1,000 years at our current rate here that's been discovered. It burns completely clean in the scrubbers. Nothing comes out. And all the byproducts can be used to make steel and other alloys. Nothing goes to waste. Coal is magic good. But this country doesn't have one lead smelting plant. You can say that's toxic. You need it for a lot of different things. Don't worry. All the bullets can be made in China now, but Obama can sign an order banning the importation of bullets. See? Oh, outside of law, but he's the president. Stroke of the pen. Law of the land, kind of cool, huh? Yeah, kind of cool if you're Adolf Hitler wannabe. Let's go to this next clip of the coal miners, what they have to say about Herr Hitlery.
She said, and she did not make it a secret, that she is going to continue with the policies of the past 7.5 years and expand upon them. There's no other way to perceive that. Pure and simple, we are doomed.
I feel like she's basically just stabbing us in the back. I mean, how can you say that you're going to put this all out of work, the coal companies bankrupt the coal companies, and come here and lie to our face the way she did? I have nothing for her, and as a matter of fact, I agree with our mayor. She can just stay out, both plants can stay out of our state.
And that's because the clips are there. She's now come and said, I didn't mean that. You're going to have your coal jobs. Don't worry. See, that's spending work. I'm going to shut you down and give you a job at one of the windmills. Yeah, we bet you are. Those companies are all foreign owned. It's all about screwing the American worker. Because we were too uppity. We had guns. They want to make us dependent. This is a 60-year project to make us dependent and dumb us down. And hadn't they done a great job? Here's another one. Coal miner confronts Hillary face-to-face. Here it is.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend. Because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, Bill. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer. And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that that seems to be supported by the facts. I didn't mean that we were going to do it. What I said was that is going to happen unless we take action to try to help and prevent it. So I don't mind anybody being upset or angry. That's a perfect right for people to feel that way. I do feel a little bit sad and sorry that I gave folks the reason or the excuse to be so upset with me, because that is not what I intended.
Shut her up. I mean, look at that evil sincerity of that witch. I mean, please, child, come get in the car. I got free candy. I mean, that is a vampire saying, get in the car, get in the car. Put the handcuffs on. I'm Ted Bundy. You're going to love my Volkswagen. You're going to love my dungeon. You know, I came, I saw Gaddafi died. You killed all the Christians. You murdered them. You overthrew the country. These are monsters. You know, she's a Brian Williams up in the plane getting shot at and flying into Macedonia or flying into the Balkans. I mean, in a crowd of evil people, she's one of the worst ever. But she comes out and says, we're getting rid of coal. Since then, they've shut down 1,000 plants or more. They admit that's their plan. She goes, that's not what I meant. You're going to keep your coal and get other stuff. No, they've been shutting it down. And it's not like they're shutting down something that's obsolete, like whale oil. I'm all for them finding other forms of oil or plant oil to run lanterns and not kill all the whales. It's not like, you know, we got rid of something that was bad and got something good. I'd be for progress. No. Coal is the cheapest thing we got, and it's totally clean now with the technology on record. And it's our prices have gone up. It's austerity. Obama said you can't have a car, can't have air conditioning, remember? But he's going to fly around. It's austerity. It's slavery. It's making you so poor and so dumbed down you can't resist them, and they're in a whole other world, in a breakaway civilization. I want to get into the big developments on the campaign. I want to get into big breaking news, exclusive Koch Soros insiders attempt to take over Trump campaign, InfoWars.com. But first, getting into Hillary, getting into Cole, he'll be with us the rest of the hour with Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReport.com. What is your take on Hillary overall?
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, after the last several months of pinpointing issues with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, and others are refocusing now on Hillary. And that's easy because we have a track record with her. But I think it's safe to say that there'll be some other scandals that people have not heard about. We're not talking about the email stuff or the other stuff, but when she was the first lady. And, she might have been upset with her husband, Bill, and his extracurricular affairs, but there's going to be some focus on her own as first lady.
Well, didn't she just get mad if it was a woman she wanted and was jealous of Bill? I mean, she would kind of like two guys getting in a fight over a girl is what I've been told. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, she made a few trips. One in particular I'm looking at, and others in October 1998. I would just tell people to stand by for that expose. Which
sure. Well, you did the whole deal looking if Cruz was connected to JFK. We know he was there and the rest of it. That's big national news. So much of what you've broken becomes national news and gets vetted later. What else is on your radar?
Well, I still think the aftermath of this Cruz leaving the campaign so suddenly after he said we're going to take it to California, we're going to take it to Cleveland. What I've been told is that people associated with the Central Intelligence Agency said to him, and probably the dad too, although he's not talking, look, 53 years later, we thought we had the JFK assassination put to bed, And all of a sudden, here's the mainstream media looking at it again in detail, I would add, you know, the same stuff that District Attorney of New Orleans Garrison, Jim Garrison, was looking at. And I understand they basically said, look, you know, leave this race.
Well, Stone says he's talked to some of the other folks that knew Oswald and that they said, no, we knew Ted Cruz's dad. He was all part of the crew.
Yeah, and isn't it funny why Rafael Cruz, the dad, never responded directly? Because, you know, if he withheld...
Hold on, stay there. Yeah, I mean, if somebody says something true, you respond, don't you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It was a month ago that our guest, Wayne Madsen, first wrote about research and connections to Ted Cruz's father and the CIA and Lee Harvey Oswald. since then, it's been in hundreds of newspapers, dozens and dozens just dealing with the Roger Stone interview here yesterday. Stone's going to be back on, by the way, tomorrow. This is a short segment, long segment's coming up. Wayne, getting back into this and then also expanding into the campaign and current developments.
Yeah, so let's take this Rafael Cruz's dad. Ted Cruz's dad. If he came out and denied himself that that was him with Oswald, and if he denied he had any association with Oswald, because I've also reported, you can look at the interlocking relationships between Cruz's employer, which was his own company, then purchased by Schlumberger Oil Services Company, and Permindex, which was the company owned by Clay Shaw, who was indicted by District Attorney Garrison for a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy. If it later turned out that all this was verified, guess what he would have just done? He would have proved that he was evading in a capital crime, and that's murder. Any DA could get standing to indict him either in Texas or Louisiana, and the fact that he may have left for Calgary in 1967 to avoid Jim Garrison's subpoena to testify makes it a federal crime because he crossed international borders, and that's where the FBI comes in. I'm not saying anything like this would happen, but he would certainly leave.
Well, I know this. I mean, look, you come out and say this a month ago. It gets some traction. I can see him still not responding. But once it was Donald Trump saying it for weeks and it being a huge story, why did he come out and just say, see, these kooks are nuts. This is wrong.
I bet after he talked to his son, Ted, he talked to his attorney. And his attorney said, you best not say anything. That's my advice, because anything you say that's proven wrong, you're liable for criminal prosecution.
Well, listen, when you hear crickets on something like this, if you were wrong, and you're not saying this is what happened, you just said it, there's some evidence we should look at. There's something going on over here. Maybe nothing. The sun came up this morning. Maybe nothing either. And then now, nothing but crickets. That really tells us something.
Yeah, and this afternoon I'll be sending two FOIA requests off to the Central Intelligence Agency asking for all correspondence, all information, all documents on both Rafael B. Cruz Jr., that's the father, but also Rafael B. Cruz Sr., the grandfather who worked for Radio Corporation of America, RCA in Cuba, a well-known U.S. intelligence conduit in the early 50s. So I'm asking on everything they have on both the father and the grandfather, from the time the CIA was created in 1947 to the present time, to include any correspondence within the last couple of weeks because of the Donald Trump.
Well, that's what he's making. Investigative journalist files Freedom of Information Act request on Cruz family CIA ties. That's pretty important.
Yeah, of course, I've got all kinds of pending FOIA requests out to various agencies. And, of course, you know, now they don't feel like they even have to respond. They're getting away with violating the Freedom of Information Act of 1966 as amended over the years because they know they can get away with it. So I'll be lucky to get any kind of response.
Let me shift gears out of that in the 2 minutes we've got until we go to break and come back in a long segment. What's the battle space right now? How are things going for the Soros, the Clinton camps, and others? Looks to me like all over the world, stuff's not going too well.
Yeah, you know, Donald Trump now has a very critical decision to make on who he runs with. Remember what Ronald Reagan never wanted to pick George H.W. Bush as his running mate. He didn't like him. He didn't like the Rockefeller Trilateral Commission elites that he was associated with. And you know what, 10 weeks after he was inaugurated in 1981, a family friend of the Bush family takes a shot at him, almost kills him. And I would really caution Mr. Trump to be very, very careful who he picks. There's rumors about Newt Gingrich. Look, Newt Gingrich, he's owned and operated by Sheldon Adelson, who funded his last campaign for president in 2012. There's talk about some others.
Sure, they've had Gingrich from the start right up next to him playing nice. That's their inside guy. I hope Trump is smart enough not to pull that move.
Yeah, he would do well to avoid these political insiders and go for somebody outside of Washington perhaps with, you know, executive governor experience. And there's a wealth of Republican governors who fairly kept their nose clean, certainly not people.
What do you think about him, like a war hero, a general or something? Not good?
He needs to get somebody with some government experience. And like I say, there's an ample number of those who are, you know, have good ratings.
Well, stay there. Give us your astute observations, Wayne.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
What moment is this? I place it, but... No, I didn't choose this. It's not my mama music. I don't care. I just want to know this is not my... We need that song. I believe my soul's on fire. I tell you, folks, there is so much going on in this world, so much unfolding, so much happening. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've studied history. I'm not a rocket science major, but you can clearly see we're going into a very decadent cycle right now. The elites are so arrogant, they believe that voting doesn't even exist. They think they can steal our pension funds, raid our bank accounts, bring in foreigners to be Balkanization. counterweights to us and play us off against each other. I'm not against these other humans, but I'm against the brainwashing they've been under and how they're being set up as an enemy, how they're being set up as a deindustrializer, how they're being set up to destroy the very fragile remnants of a middle class we have that is a stairway for the poor into wealth. We're going into the Agenda 21 post-industrial system based on poverty, based on control, based on global elites and combines that are tax-exempt and above the law, the ultimate form of discrimination. And that's why I'm here fighting as hard as I can with other great researchers and journalists and just folks that are pro-human and believe in a level playing field and believe in industry and free will and free market and free association of every race, color, creed, region, religion, whatever. As long as you want basic freedom, I stand for you and with you. The problem is there's a lot of folks in the establishment, a lot of people in the grassroots that believe in government and success by conquest. And that always degenerates and implodes. We're going back to Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com here in just a moment. He's going to be in Cleveland covering that wild event in July with us. He, of course, files reports daily at Infowars.com. He also writes at WayneMadsenReport.com. I want to ask him about all the preparations for destabilization, other big news he's working on, other items that he's focused on, the economy, and take some of your questions or comments on this Thursday edition. Quick question, quick comment is all we have time for in this hour before the next host comes in and hosts that fourth hour. So we got a fresh horse in there with all the latest breaking news and information. But I personally am getting more storable food. I personally am getting my emergency supplies in order because the elites have never been so active getting prepared. Is it for economic collapse? Is it for planned triggered riots around the world? What are the 5 million Muslims being brought into Europe for the last 3 years? Many of them sleeper cells. What is the big plan they're gearing up for? Or is it a group of overlapping plans? That said, we've got the best high-quality storable foods out there at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off. That special will end. I've extended it next Sunday in about 3 days. Take advantage of that. All other survival items from nutraceuticals like X2 and DNA Force and Anthroplex and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and Lung Cleanse and the Liver Shield and all the rest of it is 10% off and 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on top of that and free shipping on orders above $50 and a bunch of other specials. Check them out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Or simply by calling toll-free, we can answer all your questions, send you a free catalog, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And that's how we also fund our operation, so it's a win-win across the board. Thank you all for your free association and your support. God bless you. You don't stand behind us. You stand right beside us and at the heart of what we're doing. Wayne, I don't know your view on this, so I want to find out now. I mean, clearly, I mean, you know about the stuff going on in the world. Why are elites running around, digging into redoubts, moving to New Zealand, saying get ready for collapse, moving armored vehicles around, buying massive amounts of riot control gear? I mean, it's all over the news. Billions of rounds, more of bullets, saying the patriots are their enemy, Europe arresting nationalist party members that aren't racist at all, but even if they were racist, shouldn't be arrested, you know, free speech. What are the preparations for? What do you think the establishment's tricks are up their sleeves? And obviously there are different camps of the establishment. How does it all tie into the failed bid to overthrow Syria? What's happening with Russia? Kind of a big picture look of where the world is, because the Pentagon says we've never been in a more dangerous position. I tend to agree. Obama says the economy's never been better and the world is absolutely stable and wonderful and the moon is made of Swiss cheese.
Well, I think what they're concerned about is what happened in this country with Donald Trump basically overthrowing the Republican establishment and Bernie Sanders attempting to overthrow, with some success, the Democratic establishment. That coupled with Boris Johnson, who's pushing against the Britain remaining in the EU, and if they vote to exit the EU, that's the end of Cameron, and that's the beginning of a Boris Johnson prime ministership. The transatlantic trade and investment partnership is dead because the French have basically said, nothing doing, we're pulling out.
Incredible.
And so, look, all these constructs The Trans-Pacific Partnership is in trouble. The Prime Minister of Japan said, oh, we're not going to do anything on that until after our elections because his popularity is plummeting because of that. The world is waking up to these trade agreements and this attempt to whittle away at national sovereignty. And who was the first leader to say, I don't want to have anything to do with this stuff, was Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Absolutely. Let me just interrupt you because what you're saying is so historic, so cogent. That's why Wayne Madsen is so amazing. He just boiled it all down. Because I'm thinking of all these different angles. He says, look, global government's in trouble. Unelected corporate world government is on the run everywhere. They went too far. It's imploding on the verge of collapse. And so they're openly saying, let's get ready to take over the media, internet regional kill switches, Zuckerberg meeting with the communist Chinese admitting that, beta testing it, getting ready to try to jump, you know, off the cliff here with us, off the high dive, as if they'll get away with it. You guys couldn't even get away with stealing the election. I think they're desperate, as you just said, undoubtedly, and they've miscalculated, but so many times historically, megalomaniacs go all the way when cornered. That's my concern. So, A, what do you think they'll do? Flesh it out more. Great points you just made. And B, what happens if they go ahead and double down and go crazy? What could that meltdown look like? And, of course, I should give the number out. 800-259-9231 to talk to Wayne Madsen. Got to give the number out. Thanks for reminding me, John. 800-259-9231. Wayne, please continue with that incredible analysis.
Well, I'll tell you, look, I mean, they can't rig enough elections now because too many people are voting against the status quo. And, you know, they'll try in the UK. Look, Obama was over there basically interfering in now two of their elections, the referendum on Scottish independence. He said it's better for Scotland to stay in the UK. And now he recently went over there and said it's best for the UK to stay in the EU. People in Scotland don't want to be part of the UK, and the people in the UK don't want to be part of the EU, but he's over there because he represents.
So time is on our side, even though they block Catalonia, who voted like 90%. They say, no, you can't. Well, yeah, they are. I mean, almost every person's against it. Bye-bye. And then absolutely Scotland, like 70% were against it, still didn't pass. So you're kind of predicting the Brexit will be a fraud as well.
What I'm being told is, at this point in time, if that's a fair election over there, the British electorate will vote to leave the European Union, and then it's curtains for that organization because there's other countries waiting to leave too. Primarily Austria, Greece already got a taste of that. They can get rid of their Soros influence.
Well, so what's the next domino to fall once that happens?
I think we'll see the EU come to an end. I think we'll see the end of the open borders. Essentially, that's already happened with Merkel's invasion by these Muslim refugees of Europe. And also coming in with that crowd is a bunch of Islamic State terrorists. And this is where I say, you know, Trump really has to be careful who he picks as his vice president. Right now, I would say he should pick a woman, a governor, or maybe an ex-governor. And Mary Phelan of Oklahoma is very high on his list. And former Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona is high on his list because Hillary is going to use all that stuff.
That's right. If he doesn't pick a woman, he's stupid. And I don't think he's stupid. If he doesn't pick a good one, there are a lot of great candidates, a lot of qualified women. If he doesn't, it really shows that he's a ringer, which I don't think Trump is.
Right. He could pick Christie, but the problem there is it's not like Clinton picking Al Gore, neighboring states, Arkansas, Tennessee. Al Gore spent very little time in Tennessee. He grew up in D.C. Christie's right across the Hudson River in New Jersey. That's not a geographical balance. He needs geographical balance. Oklahoma and Arizona would provide that, especially in Arizona with its issue with the border, would be very, very good for him. I mean, if I were advising him, I'd say look at Phelan or look at Brewer, but that's up to him.
Great points. Getting back to Putin and some phone calls, 800-259-9231, folks. Your chance to talk to Wayne Madsen. Just a few of those calls coming up. Say what you want about Putin, but it's kind of like Trump said. He said, oh, he's killed people. Show me the proof. They just say that. And then 9 times out of 10, it turns out to be some globalist foundation killing somebody and doing a false flag. The truth is, Putin said, carbon tax is a global government fraud. We're not going to teach people to break down the family. We're going to cut taxes. He's going after corruption in all their states. And he's very, very popular, 80-plus percent. So they've got a major problem on their hands. He's the opposite of the dictator. He's superstar popular, and he's criticizing the corrupt, elites, the oligarchs that have seized us. That's basically what Trump is doing, and it scares the daylights out of them. So, wow, what happens to the New World Order if Trump turns out to win and is for real? And, boy, you're going to see major power structures trying to stir up a new fight.
Yeah, if you could foresee a Trump administration, Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Britain, and Putin remaining in Russia, you're going to see a different world entirely. All these international structures that whittle away at national sovereignty are going to come to an end. I think NATO will be, people wake up and realize that that's nothing more than a contrivance to get European countries to buy weapons, expensive weapon systems from the United States. That's why it exists. And as far as, Russian aircraft doing barrel rolls over U.S. spy planes, well, what do you expect when you got a series of U.S. spy planes flying near the Kaliningrad Russian naval base in the Baltic? All they're doing are getting close to see, watch the Russians fire up their radar. These are called ferret missions, so they can collect all the electronic intelligence and communications and then try to break the encryption codes. Of course the Russians are going to react negatively to that, just as we would if Russian planes flew off of Norfolk, Virginia, or off of San Diego, California.
Yeah, can you imagine if Russian jets were flying like 5 miles off the U.S. coast? What would happen? Complete connection fish.
We'd be doing more than barrel rolls on them. We'd be shooting them down.
And well, Trump thinks he's weak on being too friendly to the Russians, so he's made this comment about, yeah, if they don't do what we say, shoot them down. So I hope the Russians know that is rhetoric.
Yeah, and he also said he can get along. He can get along with Putin, and Putin has indicated he could get along with the President Trump. As far as China, we've heard various things. Trump says, I love the Chinese. He's going to be a lot harder on the trade issues with them. But I don't think he's going to be rattling sabers by sending U.S. Navy ships into the South China Sea. The South China Sea, China's in that name of that thing. And ancient Chinese maps show that those islands were historically part of China. So I think he'll recognize that fact and stop encouraging countries like the Philippines and Vietnam and other countries over there to try to, ratchet things up.
Sure, the West is clearly using Vietnam as a chess piece against China, not defending the communist murderers. It's just that it's totally sickening to see them trying to stir all this up. I want to go to some phone calls for Wayne Madsen. We got George and Jeff and Dwight and Bill and Jason. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jeff in Canada. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. We are winning, whether Trump gets in the White House or not. Trump has definitely set the pace, and we need to continue and accelerate that pace. Wayne, a question for you. It's just a two-part. It's very simple. When do you foresee the FBI taking their investigation a little bit further with Hillary? Do you foresee the FBI doing anything before the
election? What's the word on that, before the election? Because, I mean, she's caught red-handed, and then still they keep saying, well, the Justice Department needs to do it. Well, that's Hillary. That's Obama.
Well, I don't see the FBI doing anything. What a federal judge in D.C. ruled was that the group Judicial Watch will be able to depose Hillary Clinton and all of her aides, Huma Abedin and others, in this email issue. I don't see Comey, the FBI director, doing anything. He's a political creature. The FBI is not a law enforcement agency. It's a political police force. They'll take action when the administration wants them to, and when the Obama administration doesn't want action taken against their former Secretary of State and the presumptive Democratic nominee, I don't think they're going to take any...
I agree, but it does discredit these institutions even more when they sit there and do nothing when she's completely guilty.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had the FBI visiting me recently. Well, actually, over the last year or so, year and a half, and, they asked me about this, and I said, look, if you're after Chinese spies, go up to the National Archives where they're making copies of all the U.S. patents. Don't come here and, lean on me for information. But, you know, they're a political police force.
You never told it. I mean, I know you've been visited by a lot of folks and threatened, too. Let's thank you, caller. Good question, Jeff. Tell us about the FBI visit.
Yeah, I mean, I made a trip to Iran a year and a half ago. I was invited to attend a conference there. I thought it was a good conference. I'd never been there before. I managed to gain access to the old U.S. embassy, which is almost like it was when it was taken hostage. So that engendered a couple of visits. And then because I have been to China, I went to China in 2012, that was another visit. And, you know,
were they wanting info from you or trying to imply you were a bad guy?
I think both. You know, it's good cop, bad cop. And look, the FBI was set up by J. Edgar Hoover as a intelligence gathering operation. It never had anything to do
with
it.
Well, sure. I mean, until the 50s, they said organized crime didn't exist.
Yeah, because Meyer Lansky had the photo of J. Edgar Hoover in flagrante delicto with his deputy, Clyde Tolson, at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. And they have that building in Washington named after. They're going to move out of that building. I understand the new FBI building won't be named after J. Edgar.
Sure. Look. J. Edgar Hoover was always on the mob payroll. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I call him J. We call him J. Edna Hoover. But,
it's not a big deal that he was a cross-dresser. That's his right to do that.
Exactly.
It's just they use that to blackmail him. Absolutely. I mean, look, he was the Caitlyn Jenner of his time. I mean, you know, look what they built on it. An amazing, amazing career shipping drugs into the country. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Final segment, more phone calls, and two more segments with Wayne Madsen. We've got the next host coming in. But Sherry and George, everybody stay there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold Owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Thank you.
happening. The social engineers know that. They're trying to act like only they have power. Only they can direct humanity. And if they can get us to not say mother and father, or he or she, or stewardess, or mailman, or whatever, next they can tell us what other words we can use. And that's where they're going. They're going to pure totalitarianism, but it's not working. It's blowing up in their face big time. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm wondering, once we get everything sort of squared away for Trump and moving in the right direction, and we know there's not much of a chance of backsliding, I think we should move on to Bilderberger as a major focus and maybe hook up with some of the people in Europe that basically have been against this anti-immigration stuff that with the Muslims in particular, especially in Dresden since we have...
Sure, and point out that it's Bilderberg member... Peter Sutherland and others that engineered opening the borders, merging all the countries together, and destroying sovereignty using incompatible groups. Absolutely. Wayne Madsen?
A lot of simpatico groups in Europe that, distrust these groups like Bilderbergs. You find them on the right and on the left. The ones in the center, that's where they get their support. And they... You know, the so-called social democrats and Christian democrats, there's not a whole lot of difference between them. They're all controlled by people like Soros and the other people behind the scenes.
Sure. All right, George, anything else?
One other thing is that since the leader of Pegida, however you pronounce it correctly, is right there in Dresden, so he'd be a good person to coordinate this if we ever got something going there.
That's a good idea. We should talk to some of the folks over there about when we go to Germany to cover their events and things. Great idea, sir. Thank you. Speaking of Europe, let's go to France. Let's talk to Sherry in France. Sherry, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Oh, hi to Wayne and to you. I'm calling about the vice presidential pick, and there is mention of maybe someone with a military experience, but from what you said, Wayne, it would be better someone who has governmental experience. And I was thinking about what do you think of Susana Martinez, the Hispanic governor from New Mexico? Because Gingrich brought her up, and he seemed to think that would be a good idea. And I don't know if it is. Do you know, can you tell us more about Susana Martinez? Do you know?
I think Susana Martinez would be an excellent choice. There's only one problem, and it would be used against the ticket if he chooses her. She had a very well-publicized incident with public drunkenness in New Mexico, basically was ordering her driver to take her back to her residence. Look, it's stuff like that that is going to be magnified 100 times. Why not go with somebody with a relatively clean record and not somebody who had a well-publicized problem with alcohol?
Well, I'm always impressed by how informed our listeners and our guests are. Thank you, Sherry. Anything else from France?
Just a question. Another question is, if anything should happen to Trump, then he'd need to pick someone who really has the America First in mind.
That's a great point. That's what Wayne was saying, Wayne.
I think based on the fact that Mary Fallon has been governor for a while, she's handled a lot of emergencies, state emergencies. Jan Brewer on the border with Mexico. I think either one of those could be the first.
No, you're right. I'm not for gimmicks, but if these are good, smart women who have good records and seem like pretty trustworthy, not, avarice-filled people like some of these other guys, I think it's great to counter her gimmick with a woman, but not make it a gimmick, actually a good person. We'll be back with 5 more minutes of Wayne. Then the next host comes in with a bunch of breaking news. So much at InfoWars.com. Get those articles and videos out, folks. You are the power.